During a little break in the news this week, a couple of us here at Weekend Edition walked down the street to the local skate shop to get into that skateboard culture groove. We were preparing to talk to Tommy Guerrero, a member of the legendary Bones Brigade of street skateboarders in the 80s.
Do you know who Tommy Guerrero is?
Yeah. Skater.
He's like one of the original skaters.
Yeah, way back when. I've just been playing catch-up on the old-school skaters lately. So yeah. It's been a real resurgence in interest in them.
Addie Belai works at the skate shop called Asylum Wake Skate Snow. She's dressed head to toe in black, nose ring, wide gauge earrings, bullet studded belt. We explained that since Tommy Guerrero's 80s skate guru days, he's co-founded his own company, Real Skateboards.
He's doing music. Have you heard any of his music?
No, I didn't even know that.
But his kind of music is really not punk, it's not thrash or anything like that. It's much more sort of slow, jungly, groovy kind of thing.
There's that whole culture too.
Yeah.
Skating is one of those things that just kind of transcends all cultures. Like, you have the hip-hop kids who do it, you have the punk kids who do it, and then you have the kids who like listen to Depeche Mode and feel like dancing every day, you know, and they skate too. So I mean, you can't really like pigeonhole people when it comes to skating.
You can't pigeonhole Tommy Guerrero either. He's been called a three-headed beast: first skateboarder, then entrepreneur, and now a one-man groove factory whose beats and bass lines seem ready-made for the streetscapes of the skate culture. But San Francisco native Tommy Guerrero says his music, like skate culture, defies neat definitions.
I've seen it in so many different categories inside record stores that it's hilarious. I've seen it under jazz, which at times is some elements. I've seen it under electronica, which some of the records I use electricity, yeah. It's just rock and roll, really instrumental. I don't know. It's really hard to say.
I know I've read in past interviews that you do not like being called a skateboarder turned musician.
Well, I think you are who you are from the get-go. You know, I don't think you turn into anything. I think you develop as a person, you know, as you go through life, just like anything, and things really find you. That's how kind of I feel about skating. You know, it found me, and same with music. But, you know, around the same time I started skating when I was 9, and I started playing music when I was about 12. Me and my brother and friends were in punk bands from 79 to about 84. So I was playing music pretty heavily then when I was skating. It's just when I turned professional is obviously when music took a back seat because I was too busy traveling, things of that nature.
I read an interview you did with Tape Op magazine about your recording setup. You do all your own recording. Is that at home?
Yeah.
And what kind of gear do you have?
Tech Talk. I have way too many guitars. I'm sure my wife can attest to that.
As a wife of a guitarist, I know all about that.
There you go. One more ism. And I have, you know, a lot of basses as well. But I actually have my main bass is a 63 Jazz that is just something that I'll never part with. It's actually plug in and go. It's direct. I rarely mic amps and stuff because of the situation where my studio's downstairs above, basically right underneath my son's bedroom. So, and most of the time I'm working at night, so, you know, I can't really, you know, turn up the Marshall to 11 and like, yeah, let it rip. So it's all direct. And so, you know, I mean, there's a sense of immediacy to what I do as well.
Palavra cá de banda de rolê nessa selva eu tô suave. Salve, nessa selva eu tô suave, salve. Pra lá, pra cá, de banda, de rolê, nessa selva eu tô suave.
You know, I know you do, again, we get back to the skateboarding thing, but you've done many different interesting things in your life. You've been an amateur skateboarder that just totally ripped apart all the pro skateboarders when you first started. You became pro. Then later you started your own skateboard deck company. And all along you've been doing music, and now it's your main focus. Is that right?
Well, I'm at the company pretty much every day. I've been taking off Fridays to work in the studio more, but it's really flexible. I don't have to be there every day. I have mainly one of my jobs is to take care of one of the companies called Crooked Skateboarding, which is Mark Gonzalez. He's the figurehead for it and does all the art. And I manipulate all the art and lay it out on the skateboards and do all the layouts for the ads and stuff.
What's the thread between all these things? Do they all feed that zen place, that right-brained creative place?
My manic energy.
But I wouldn't call your music manic at all. I mean, if anything, it's groovy and moody.
Yeah, I mean, once I sit down to actually play, I mean, for me, it's a total release, and it lets me sort of let the music absorb me, and it pulls me in, and I try to let it take me where it wants to, and sort of the vehicle or the conduit for something else channeling, channeling something good out there. And that's the main thing with music that I try to get to, a place where you transcend, this whole existence and let it take you and see what happens. And I've had it happen a couple of times at live shows, and it's, you open your eyes later and you're looking around like, whoa, where am I? So that's a goal.
The producer and I stopped by the local skate shop here by NPR just to sort of get in the mind space for this interview, even though main thing anymore. And we talked to a couple of people there, and it seems like skating isn't just about doing tricks and a form of transportation. These are things that people use it for, but it's this whole culture of music, the clothes, the graphic design. Do you still fit into that?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I'm around it every day still. I'm at the company. And I think the main thing about skating in any sort of creative art form, I think, is basically trying to escape being a 9-to-5 person. It's sort of out of necessity because I know they won't fit into that mold. So they're like, man, I better find something else quick because I'm sure not getting up at 8 to go sit in traffic to, it's just one of those situations. But yeah, I think I fit right in it. I mean, it keeps me young for sure. People never, ever even imagine how old I am. It's pretty funny when I actually tell them, or they look at my ID and they're like, whoa.
I mean, how old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, that's young. So, that's 40's the new 30. Or the new 20.
Yeah, that's someone else told me that. Yeah, tell them all of my joints that. Gobble glucosamine, in the morning. Like, oh, I got to get up.
I think 40 is the new 30 is something that people like me say that are just terrified of getting older.
Yeah, because 50's down the block. And you're like, whoa. I mean, I remember not even thinking I'd be here at this age.
So, right. Planning up to 21. And then from there on, it's all blank space.
Exactly.
So all of this stuff and all the things you've done and are continuing to do with your company, with the everything, the CD, do you still have time to skate?
The question. it's so funny. I there's always something that keeps me from skating for the most part. I mean, I've been trying to go to the skate park that's in, where I live. It's a little skate park. It's not even very fun. But I went there just a couple weeks ago, and it was closed due to vandalism.
Oh.
Somebody had poured some paint or something, and it was just like, I'm just an old guy just trying to go to skate before work. I mean, give me a break here, I actually made time to go skate, and it was closed. And I was like, oh, man, if I hop the fence, I know I'll get arrested. It's just, I'm like, I just better go. So
you're all grown up now.
Nah, not even. Hardly. I'm thinking about skating every single day.
Tommy Guerrero, his new CD is called From the Soil to the Soul. It's on Quantum Projects TVT Records. Thank you so much.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you very much for having me.